On August 12, 1808, King Vittorio Emanuele I issued the royal decree giving rise to the birth of Santa Teresa, in honor of his beloved wife, Queen Maria Theresa of Austria Est. Before starting the foundation, King Vittorio Emanuele I drew a handwritten city map, dated May 9, 1807. The design is inspired by a city, Turin. Today, in the city center in Piazza Bruno Modesto, you can admire prestigious artwork and monuments such as the stone sculptures of Pinuccio Sciola and the exquisite granite Monumenti ai Caduti, 1994, representing the birth and history of the country. This was made by the sculptress Maria Scano, who also created the Madonna del Mare, situated at the foot of the Longanzardo Tower. The small granite cross overhanging the sea is in memory of Lieutenant Colonel Alberto Becci Lucena. Santa Teresa Galera has two main churches. The first one is in the center of the city, it is called San Vittorio, and, on request, you can admire the sacred silver given by the Queen. The second is in the area of Santa Lucia. At the beginning of the last century, it was inhabited by fishermen from Ponza. This church, built in a typical Sardinian style in 1890, is small, white, very simple, and has a floor plan with a single nave with a recess. It blends perfectly with the houses that surround it. Rina Bianca's 341-meter beach is known all over the world for the beautiful white and coral-colored sand and half-moon shape which protects it from the wind. It is just 5-minute walk from the village center, overlooking the French island of Corsica. It has held the Blue Flag Award since 1987. It is equipped with a ramp, making it accessible for children and individuals with disabilities, and a tourist office. All of the main events that happen throughout the year take place in the central piazza of Santa Teresa Galera. From the center of Piazza Vittorio Emanuele I, you can go to the main attractions, such as the port, southeast, Capo Testa, southwest, the Tower of Longanzardo, north, Rina Bianca Beach, and on the left side there is the street that leads to the Church of San Vittorio. On either side of the Via Italia, we have the most ancient buildings. The first thing you may notice when entering the piazza is the vast quantity of granite used. Columns, steps, the small amphitheater, and the fountain. These features make this a perfect focal point of Santa Teresa, a place in the summer for arts and crafts markets, various music and dance performances, a relaxing drink, or even sunbathing. The port was definitely one of the reasons that led Captain Pietro Francesco Maria Magnan to convince King Vittorio Emanuele I to become the founder of the country. In fact, thanks to its strategic location and natural fjord on which commercial ships could stand, he was able to impose trade taxes and anything else that could boost the economy of the village. In the first half of the 20th century, the port was frequented mostly by Ponzesi, though skilled fishermen from the island of Ponza made the fishing industry one of the most profitable activities. Today, this natural ancient harbor is the largest and is sheltered from all winds and immersed in an environment that is unrivaled. The Longanzardo seaport is in a privileged position for maritime links to and from Corsica, to the National Park of La Maddalena, the Costa Smeralda, and the Rhodes Islands. The new port is one of the most modern and well-equipped maritime centers in the whole area. It has a capacity to host up to 750 various vessel types, up to 30 to 35 meters. The facilities include shipbuilding equipment with a travel lift capable of pulling boats up to 100 tons. In the new marina, there are crafts, commercial activities, offices, services, shops, restaurants, and bars. There is also a fitness center, spa, and a pool of about 500 square meters, powered by a large waterfall.